Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you what, we are having so much fun today in the studio. I think it took us about 5 tries to get started with you today. But you are watching Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and I am so excited you are with me today, tonight, whatever time of day you're watching, because we are here to glorify the Lord, to lift Him up high in your life, and to lift you up high with Him. You know me well enough if you've watched the program before to know that I am here to encourage you, to love you, to bring you the Word of God because it heals. God's Word heals. God's Word provides. God's Word is the answer to every circumstance in your life. God is His Word, and He's here for you right now in this broadcast. He's here every day of your life. He's in you if you know Him. And if you don't know Him, then today may be the day you decide to know Him, to receive His Son, Jesus. The program title today is Beat You Down and Tear You Up. Oh, that's a good title, isn't it? I love when the Lord gives me the messages, and I pray so many hours and days and weeks over these messages because I know how powerful God is, and I know how powerful He wants to be in your life. So let's get right on into our scriptures in Psalm 29, and Psalm 29, 1 through 11, and I'm going to just kind of skip through there and not read it word for word because I want to get on with so many, many parts of this message and into so many more scriptures in it. But I want you to understand that God is the Creator. He is your Creator. He is God Almighty. And Psalm 29 says, "Give unto the Lord, O sons of the mighty, ascribe, give to the Lord glory and strength." Give to the Lord glory and strength. In other words, give Him credit. Give Him credit for being the glorified God that He is. Give Him the credit. Give Him the credit and give glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord splits and flashes forth forked lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the wilderness tremble. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. The Word of God. The voice of God is His Word. And that's who He is, His voice. And it says, the voice of the Lord makes the hinds bring forth their young, and His voice strips bare the forest, while in His temple everyone is saying, glory. The Lord sat as king over the deluge, and the Lord still sits as king and forever. And the deluge here was talking about this flood business with Noah. And then it says, the Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Wow, powerful word from God. God wants you blessed. And peace is a blessing. Blessings are many things. They're not just money. Yes, money is a blessing. And God wants us blessed with finances. He knows we need finances. But He also wants us to have His peace. And before we can have the finances, we need to have the peace. We need to have joy. We need to have His grace. We have to be prosperous in our spirit, in our soul. We have to have the presence of God. We have to know the power of God. So I'm talking to you today, tonight, however, whenever you're watching. And I'm confirming to you that God is powerful. He is more powerful than anything on this earth. Now let's go over to John 10:10. Where it says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. See, we have a thief on this earth, and his name is Satan. We have a thief in aggravation. Aggravation is a thief. Fear is a thief. It's a spirit, and it's a thief. Unforgiveness is a thief. Unforgiveness binds you to the enemy. Unforgiveness chains you to Satan himself. And it's a thief. It robs you. It robs you of joy. It robs you of peace in your life. It robs you of understanding God's Word. And God doesn't want that. And then that next part of John 10:10 says, but I came. This is Jesus talking. But I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Oh, beloved, God is full of miracles and blessings. Many miracles and blessings. Satan is a thief. And we're not going to concentrate on him, but let's understand, you have a God that wants you blessed. And there is an enemy on this earth who wants you to give up and quit so he can destroy your life. He wants your victory. He wants you to be overcome. He wants to overcome you himself. He wants to overcome you and take away the power of God in your life. I know what this is, what I'm talking about here, because I have been in these places where the enemy has tried to overcome me, where the enemy has tried to steal my joy, steal my life, steal my ministry, steal my heart, the goodness of God for my life. And God doesn't want that. Miracles are easy for God. Miracles are the easiest thing that God ever thought up. It's not a big deal for God. We just think it is because we put it in the natural mind thinking. Jesus performed many miracles, and the Bible talks about them during the Bible days and therefore today. You should be expecting a miracle every day of your life. A miracle meaning what? A supernatural happening that you can't explain or that you can't make happen. There are so many times that God wants to bless us and bring us into those secret, special places that only He can bring you and keep you. God wants you to understand that He's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. He didn't have miracles yesterday, and He isn't going to have one tomorrow. He didn't help you yesterday, and He isn't going to help you today. Or He isn't helping you today, and He can't help you tomorrow. That's not how God operates. No matter what weapon the enemy throws at you, no matter what the enemy tries to put in your path, no matter what he tries, it cannot penetrate the miraculous power and authority of God. The only way the enemy can overcome you is if you agree. See, there are defenses that God's put around you. Defenses called Jesus. Defenses called the blood of Christ. Defenses called the joy and mercy and grace of God. Those are defenses. Those are things, the armor of God that you have on the helmet of salvation. Like I said a minute ago, you may not have received your salvation. That means you may not have received Jesus in your life or Jesus as Lord of your life. Today is the day you can receive Him. And you can have the defense of Him surrounding you. God wants you to understand that His blood, His own blood, Christ, is covering you. Driving up here today to the television studio, I have Miss Bailey with me again today, and she may just pop on the set after a while and say hello in her little happy outfit she's got on today, and share a section of the Word for you for 5 seconds. But she and I were talking about the crucifixion of Christ and how horrible it was. And what did it mean when the Word says that He shed His blood for us? He shed His blood. And we were just in tears talking about it. How Christ was so brutally beaten. How His stripes on His back were from that whip that had glass woven into the tentacles of the strap. And 49 times He was struck with that. And how many lashes were, how many tentacles were on that lash? I don't have any idea. But I know this. I know that He suffered. And I know that He was willing to shed His blood. I know that He was willing to be beaten. I know that he was willing to take the sin of the world on Him, your sin, your unhappiness, your pain, your misery, your anxiety, your distresses, your diseases. He was willing to take that in His own heart and mind and life and body and give you a healed and made whole life. If you're not living that healed and made whole life, then you need to see the Jesus I'm talking about. You need to see the power of God that I'm talking about. And that merely comes from making a decision to know the Lord. Making a decision to listen to His Word. To read this Word in Psalm 29. Just read that word in Psalm 29 that says that. That He, the Lord, will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Do you have peace today? Are you walking in the peace of God? Are you walking shattered, broken, despaired, broken down, torn up, because you've set back and the enemy's just run you down? Well, honey, you can stop that today. You can stop that today in God's knowledge, in His skill, in His wisdom, in His understanding. And it's all right here in this book, in this beautiful Word of God. You can come before the feet of God in His presence. You can stand in the awesome presence of God and know who He is and know who you are in Him and know what you have from Him. So many times we may know about the Lord. We may know of Him. We may know a little bit about who we are in Him. But then we don't understand that we have actually got the mind of Christ. That's one of the benefits of knowing God. We have the mind of Christ. We have skill, wisdom, and understanding. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You may be watching and you're going through a horrifying divorce. You may be going through a terrible trial financially. You may be going through horrendous things emotionally, mentally, physically, in your health. It doesn't matter. God's bigger. He is bigger, and He wants you to learn how to go out of those things, not just go through them. Get out of them. Get out of them and don't go back. Get away from the enemy. Satan can knock you down. And he can tear you up while you're down. But the only way you'll stay down is if you agree with it. And the only way you get knocked down is if you agree with it. I've learned to not even agree with that. I'm going to leave you for just a second. And when I come back, I want you to really pay attention to the offers and let me pray with you. And I'll see you in just a minute. You're watching Clear Vision. And I am Rose.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you stayed with me. And if you've just tuned in and you watched the product offer on the promotion there of the DVD we're offering, I want you to be certain to write in, call in, email in, and request this DVD. It's a broadcast that we did a little while back, and the phones absolutely poured with calls coming in. It's called Strong Mountain, and it's out of the scripture where God says, by His favor, you are a strong mountain. And I want you to get this DVD because it will set you free and make you understand who you are in Christ. I'm here to help you know that. I'm here to enforce the Word into your heart and mind in such a way and seed that Word to you that you be set free from all the negative things that the enemy has tried to bring on you and that this world tries to present to you day after day. And when you order this, remember to request the little book, 30 Days, The Champion in You, and that is 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayer, and I guarantee you, if you read every Scripture, every teaching, every prayer, every day for 30 days, your mind will be renewed because God's Word renews your mind and you will be changed. God's Word will change your life. Amen? So you order these And let me bless you, and call, write, email, whatever you have to do to get these wonderful tools for the ministry. We're talking about being broken down, beat down, torn up, and there's no need for it. There's not a bit of use in it. See, God wants us to understand that He has blessings for us. And I know from my own life. I lived a Christian life for many years, defeated. A defeated Christian life. I thought I didn't deserve to be blessed. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think that I needed to study the Word all that much. I could just read it every now and then go to church and hear my pastor. And then God began to impress on me. I want you meditating on my Word day and night. I want you living in my Word. I want my Word in you to the level that's all you know. Because that's all you know and that's all you have, then everything's going to work. I had a lot of mess-ups in my life. I know everybody sees the broadcast and thinks, oh, Rose is really great and had it great and everything's always been great. That's not the case. That is not the case. I've come through divorce. I've come through losses in my life of relationships, losses of financial business finances, millions of dollars of losses. I know what it is to suffer. I know what it is to be anxious and despaired. I've had diagnosis of cancer, and the Lord healed me. I've had diagnosis of other diseases, and the Lord healed me. I know what it is to trust God. And I'm telling you today, I'm teaching you today, that in the presence of God, you can have the blessings of God. That John 10:10 scripture, Jesus said, I came that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Wow. I came. He came for us to have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows and enjoy it. Are you enjoying your life? You're watching tonight, tomorrow, next day, whenever. Maybe you're not enjoying your life. Maybe you're not enjoying anything. I don't know what's happening in your life. I don't have to know. All I have to know is the Jesus that can be creator of your life. God is Father. All I have to know is that He covered me in His blood and He covered you. All I have to know is that Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And love doesn't harm you. Love doesn't stand in your way. Love doesn't make you sick. Love doesn't take things from you and destroy things in your life so that you'll learn something good from it. Oh, yes, we'll go to God once we've lost something or we've had something destroyed in our life, but we don't have to have that. We don't have to be run over by a truck to know it'll kill us. Wouldn't it be much better just to accept that we don't have to be run over by the truck and don't get out on the road with it and lay down? Amen? See, I understand this. I understand this because the Lord has brought me from places of despair and defeat and discouragement to places of strength in His Word. Oh, I know how to expound the Word to you. I know how to be profound in the Word. I know how to do big words and all that. I have degrees running out my ears. But that doesn't help you if you don't understand what I'm saying. And God's told me, keep the Word simple. Keep the Word simple and encourage my children. Go into all the world and teach the good news. Preach and teach the good news. The good news gospel. The good news gospel, not the bad news. See, I like to say it this way. If you're busy doing the do's of the Word, you don't have time to do the don'ts. That's what God said. If you're doing the do's, you don't have time to do the don'ts. I want to read you a direct message I felt the Lord gave me this week. And I've been really standing in the presence of God greater than I ever dreamed imaginable in my Christian life. And I called out to God and I said, Father, show me. Talk to me. Speak to me clearly. Some things that I need answers on. The ministry is growing in leaps and bounds. The ministry is reaching over 1 billion people every broadcast now and going toward reaching more in all nations. It's awesome. We're broadcasting in prisons. We don't even know where this broadcast reaches in prisons until we hear from prisoners who are watching it. We're broadcasting to the military. We're broadcasting in nursing homes. We're broadcasting on DirecTV and Sky Angel and CTN and CBS and Warner Brothers and Tucson and Louisville, Kentucky and every place. It just amazes me how fast God is growing this ministry. And as you know, when you grow fast, you have to stay before the Lord, or at least you should be. And I got before the Lord this week and I said, Father, show me some things that you want me to know. I'm listening. I'm asking you to speak to me. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm just going to listen. And he said, write down what I'm telling you. And this is what he told me. And it wasn't just for me. It wasn't just for me. It's also for you. And it's all out of his word. He started speaking and I started writing. And I always love it when God talks to me. He first off tells me he always loves me. And I know that he does that because he knows I need to hear it. And I know you need to hear it. You need to hear that God loves you. He said, I love you with all my heart. I have told you I'll never leave you. Never leave you. You have enough word in you of me to overcome any obstacle on this earth, to be blessed. There's a difficult time coming on this earth. You will not be affected by it. The Lord is talking to you. See, I know people are all torn up about gas prices and the economy and so on, but God says there's a difficult time coming on this earth and you'll not be affected by it. Why is that? Because we're in Psalms 91. As powerful women and men of God, as holy men and women of God, as righteous people in His sight, as His children, we are in the presence of Almighty God, whose power no foe can withstand. And there we're stable and fixed under the shadow of Almighty God. There will always be somebody to try and tear you down and tear you up. I know you have people in your life that do that. I've had people in my life that do that. And you can't get away from them fast enough. Run from anybody that's negative or tries to tell you can't something or you're not good enough or you're never going to be able or you're not smart enough or you're not strong enough or you're too old. Oh, I love that one. You're too old. I love that one. No distraction could keep you from me. Oh, that's the word. God said, no, nothing can take my love from you or keep me from you, keep my love from you. Not breadth, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, nothing. I want my children, my holy men and women of me built up in my love and my words, my strength. I want them built up and secure with all the love and word that I have. I want them taught. Father God, thank you. I want them taught about me and my strength and joy in them. Encourage them, love them, hold their hearts high. Tell them, tell them, tell them over and over. I come on this broadcast every day to tell you how much God loves you and how powerful He is in your life. You can turn whatever's happening over in your life to Him today, right now. You can call my ministry and I'll pray for you. I'll pray personally if I'm there. If I'm not, I have ministry prayer team and staff that will pray with you. I'm there in that ministry and all my staff to be there to pray and stand on the Word of God with you in agreement with the Lord, not in agreement with you where you call and ask me to get with you and holler at God. No, we're not going to do that. But we're going to go before the Lord and get His Word on something and then agree with Him and then we're in agreement with Him and we can agree together. Amen? The Lord says we can do what He asks. He says He'll help us be strong. I'll help you be strong. We have much to do. Time is short. Not your time, my time. See, your time may not be short. Your time may be rocking along and it's going real slow. But God's time is short now. He's coming. He's getting ready. He's making His plans and He's already preparing. There's no time left to cry, be weary, tired of doing good. You have come to the place of great joy, strength, honor, justice, wealth in all places, and I'm right here beside you, inside you. My response is quick and swift, and there'll be no more delays or distractions. Are you delaying today? Have you been torn down, broken down, torn up? Have you been delaying doing anything about it? God wants you to take the step today and do something about all of the things in your life that have kept you torn down. Come to Him today. Call the ministry. Let me pray with you. Let me stand with you before the Lord. Let me stand in agreement with you. Let our ministry staff stand with you. And if you feel led, support the ministry, then step right up and do that. And I want you to do that. I want you to be strong in God. I want you to understand that you are God's holy man or woman, His holy child. You are called by Him, by God Almighty. Father, thank you today that you've helped us learn to be strong. You've helped us learn today, Father, that we can trust you. You've helped us learn today that your words, Father, teach us. You've helped us learn today. Oh God, you've helped us learn today that we can be honoring you and we can be in your presence and we can have the blessings that you've called us to have. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And until next time, I'll see you on TV. And remember, the Lord loves you so much.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.